Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and this is episode 252. So over the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at 10 albums every guitar player should listen to, from Hendrix and Zeppelin to Nirvana and the Eagles. Now, those are big, iconic records that shaped guitar playing. But here's the thing. There are so many albums out there that are just as influential, even if they're not quite as well known outside guitar circles. So today, in this bonus episode, I'm going to share 5 underrated but essential guitar albums that every guitar player should check out. These are the records that have influenced generations of players, introduced new sounds and techniques, and can give you fresh inspiration for your own guitar playing. Also, to accompany this week's episode, I've created a Spotify playlist. I've also created a Spotify playlist covering the 10 albums from the previous 2 episodes. So go over to our show notes at bgapodcast.com/252. That's just a numbers 252, not spelled out. And you'll see links in the show notes to both of those playlists so you can check out a couple of songs from each of these albums. I should also say in this episode, I'll be playing some songs to demonstrate the artist, and these songs are available on YouTube and in the public domain, and the links to those can also be found in the show notes at bgapodcast.com/252. So now we've got all that out of the way, let's dive into 5 underrated albums every guitar player should listen to. So album number 1 is John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton from 1966. Now, this album is also known as the Beano album because Eric Clapton is holding a copy of the British comic The Beano on the cover. And this record is legendary in guitar history for numerous reasons. It's probably one of my favourite Clapton albums. And at this time, Clapton had just left the Yardbirds and joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers. He was basically wanting to be more bluesy, and the Yardbirds were getting a bit more poppy. So he went to find a blues band, and he found one in John Mayall's Blues Breakers. So with this album, he introduced a whole new sound, the Gibson Les Paul plugged into a cranked-up Marshall amp. The result is a thick, sustaining, and powerful sound. And this tone has become the blueprint for British rock basically ever since, directly inspired by players like Jimmy Page, Peter Green, Gary Moore, and for players even from today, like your Slashes and people like that, plugging a Les Paul into a Marshall is the classic rock sound. And Clapton was, if not the first, one of the first to ever do that. So the key takeaways we can take from Clapton here is tone is in the hands. Clapton wasn't playing fast or flashy. You know, his nickname is Slow Hand. It was his phrasing, vibrato and dynamics that make the notes sing. And also, he hasn't got, you know, loads of pedals. It's a guitar straight into an amp, and we have this awesome, awesome sound. You know, occasionally, he would use a wah, but I think that's a bit later on in his guitar playing, where he starts getting a bit more, you know, effects and starts exploring that. So this is just awesome. And now I found a version of They Call It Stormy Monday from 1966 by John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, recorded at the famous Flamingo Club in London on the 17th of March 1966. I'd never heard this live recording before. This is a cool thing about obviously researching for the podcast. So check out Eric Clapton's playing in this version. It's insane. So here we go. This is They Call It Stormy Monday by John Mayall and the Blues Breakers featuring Eric Clapton. Thank you. So album number two is Jeff Beck Blow by Blow, released in 1975. Now, this is an instrumental album, and it's one of Jeff Beck's finest albums. It was released in 1975, and Blow by Blow blends rock, jazz, and funk. Beck used his Strat almost like a human voice, with bends, slides, harmonics, incredible control of the whammy bar, and volume controls. The impact of his album, it opened the door for instrumental guitar albums and inspired a whole wave of players from Satriani to Vai and other kind of fusion musicians. Now, the key takeaway we can take from this thing, guys, is make your guitar sing. It's not about how many notes you play, but it's how you phrase them. Experiment with bends, vibrato, and dynamics to add expression. I say to beginner players all the time, we start looking at improvisation. These are things that are going to really make you sound less like a beginner and a bit more an experienced guitar player, make your solos and improvisations sound a lot cleaner, a lot better, is by experimenting with bends, vibrato, and dynamics. That expression is really going to make your solo sing. So the song I've chosen to play for you guys is Cause We Ended As Lovers by Jeff Beck. This was recorded in 1986 in Japan. So album number three is Rory Gallagher's Irish Tour in 74. So this was released in 1974. And if you want to hear raw passion on the guitar, this is the album for you. So Rory Gallagher was an Irish blues rock guitarist known for his fiery live performances. And this album captures him as absolute best, playing with heart, grit, and incredible energy. He was a huge influence on players like Brian May, Slash, and The Edge. Gallagher showed that you don't need to be perfect, you need to be real. And that's kind of the key guitar lesson here. Energy beats perfection. So when you play, focus less on hitting every note perfectly and more on putting your heart into it. And that's what really counts. So when I've played in bands before, I used to be so fixated on playing correctly. And this was like when I was in function bands. I was playing like weddings and stuff like that. And I was so intent on playing the correct notes that I just didn't let kind of myself come through on the guitar. I didn't let my soul, if you like, come through the instrument. It was only later on that I started to learn how to do that and not to be so worried about the notes and worried about this. Because quite often when you start freaking out like that, I say it holds back yourself, holds back your own playing and feel that won't come through. You kind of more like to make a mistake when you do that. So the idea here is to be part of the music. God, I sound like a hippie, don't I? So yeah, to be part of the music, to not worry too much about that, to enjoy the moment and live in that moment. That's kind of the key here, and that's what you'll really hear Rory Gallagher do. So to demonstrate Rory Gallagher, I've got his song Cradle Rock live from Montreal in 1975.
Hope you like this next one. This one we did a while back called Cradle Rock. Thank you. Thank you.
So album number four is King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King, released in 1969. So this is one for all the prog rock fans. It was released in 1969, and this album is often considered the birth of progressive rock. Robert Fripp's guitar work was experimental, bending classical influences, jazz chords, and unusual time signatures. And it influenced not only prog bands like Yes and Genesis, but also ambient and experimental musicians like Brian Eno. So the key takeaway here is don't be afraid to break the rules. Play with odd rhythms, strange chord voicings, unexpected dynamics. It can open up a whole world of new creative directions. And it's artists that kind of have done that, have tried to experiment and not stuck within the same kind of narrow parameters as everybody else, have gone a little bit outside that, that create awesome music. And this is a great example of that. And the track I've got for you is King Crimson 21st Century Schizoid Man, recorded at the Fillmore East on the 21st of November 1969. So check this out and enjoy.
Yeah.
So album number 5, the final album on our 5-hour most underrated albums that every guitar player should listen to, is the Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East in 1971. Now, this is one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. And I'm pretty sure when I did a podcast episode on the best live albums, this was definitely on there. It was recorded at New York's Fillmore East in 1971. And this album showcases Duane Allman's and Dickie Betts' trading licks, harmonizing guitar lines, and stretching songs into epic jams. The twin guitar harmony here become a trademark of Southern rock and influence countless jam bands and rock guitarists. So the key guitar takeaway here, collaboration makes you better. So jamming with other guitarists is going to help you develop your timing, listening skills, creativity, and try harmonizing parts or training solos with other players. Now, we talked about this actually in, was it last week's episode or the week before? Of if you haven't got any, you know, friends that play guitar, you're part of a, you know, jam band or something like that, just use a looper and do it yourself and experiment with playing multiple parts and jamming and harmonizing. It's a really fun, creative thing to do. So definitely something I'd encourage you to start exploring. So now to demonstrate to the Allman Brothers Band, I've chosen Whipping Post, which was recorded in 1982 at the University of Florida. So here we go. This is the Allman Brothers Band with Whipping Post.
I don't know why.
just can't be no such thing as time.
So there you have it, five underrated albums that every guitar player should listen to. So John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, otherwise known as the Beano album, Jeff Beck's Blow by Blow, Rory Gallagher's Irish Tour 74, King Crimson's In the Court of the Crimson King, and the Allman Brothers at Fillmore East. So these might not be household names, but they had a massive influence on the guitar world. And the great thing is, diving into them is going to give you a fresh perspective beyond the usual classic guitar hits that we listen to over the last couple of episodes. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you listened to any of these before? Or is there other lesser known albums that you think every guitar player should check out? Let me know, guys. If you're a beginner guitar key member, let me know in the academy. If you're not, you can let me know on Spotify or drop me an email over at bgapodcast.com. And if you want to go deeper with your guitar playing, remember you can join Beginner Guitar Academy for just $1 with a 14-day trial at beginneragitarcademy.com. There you're going to get our five-level system. You're going to get support from me whenever you need it, and you're going to be part of an awesome community of guitar players from across the world. It's a really cool place to come and check out. So just $1 for a 14-day trial. You can do that at beginnerguitarcademy.com. So guys, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Until then, keep practicing, and I'll chat to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.